Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is John Batchelor. The fun moment today was doing my bookshelf reporting. That's the second one I've done on the show. Before we begin, I do it live, 8 to 9 a.m. East Coast time on StreamYard. It's not part of the radio show, but then again, it is part of the making of the radio show. And this morning, my colleague Thaddeus Mercado was traveling, so rather than get another guest, I took to my bookshelf and I talked about the book I'm reading now for to speak to the author, Andrew Graham Dixon, soon enough. Vermeer, the story of the 17th century Dutch painter in the Dutch period of painting, Rembrandt and the famous ones, and the mystery of his paintings for centuries, now figured out here in the 21st century as a connection to a new kind of Protestantism, not emphasizing ideology or theology so much as participating in reading the New Testament, talking about people's lives together, a gathering, not unlike a Quaker meeting. In fact, in the course of the occasion of Vermeer, who was following this recommendation of how to worship, they saw themselves as the hidden church, the invisible church. They didn't have building that was church-like, and they were quiet and stayed back, not wanting to be identified by the ruling Presbyterians of Holland at the time, the strong Calvinist Presbyterians, the strong predestination, this is the way it is, Presbyterians. So they worshipped in quiet, without fanfare, and they grew in number. And Vermeer, the painter, married a young woman for love, and eventually they had 11 children who survived. Amazing. 11 children. And he earned his money as a painter. And he lived in his mother-in-law's very large, well-to-do house. His mother-in-law had inherited and married a lot of money, and she was a widow. She didn't approve of Vermeer because he wasn't a Catholic, and she wanted her daughter and grandchildren to be Catholics. This is the time at the end of the religious wars that sometimes they're understood as the Reformation, when the Holy Roman Empire, dominated by Spain, divided the Low Countries, Holland, into the southern part, which was heavily Roman Catholic, and the northern part, which was heavily Protestant, Presbyterian, Calvinist. And in the early part, in the first half of the 17th century, the religious wars were brutal, sadistic, horrible. Massacres everywhere. And in recovery from that, the hidden church, the invisible church, was nonviolent, again, like the Quakers, but very quiet, didn't promote themselves. And the paintings are meant to hang on the walls of people who worship this way, but they're ordinary-looking paintings, a young woman with a pitcher of water, or a young woman holding pearl necklace up around her neck to see how it looks in the mirror, or some men and women together playing instruments. Very calm, but there are symbols everywhere and there are clues everywhere that is part of the worship service. And they were meant to hang in pairs. So there are not many Vermeers. They're very famous. I had not paid attention to Vermeer. I knew his name, but that's it until I read this book. It's very well written. Long, 350 pages, and filled with, the book itself is well made and filled with some of the paintings, as you can see the symbols. Well, I introduced that to my morning live. This is live streaming in the morning. I also got to talk about another book that I finished recently, The Death of Trotsky, from Josh Ireland, an English writer, about the stalking and murder of Leon Trotsky, Lev Trotsky. Brownstein was his given name. a man without college, without money, without army training, who rose up to be the firebrand of the Russian Revolution, even more so than Lenin. And once Lenin was gone, everybody looked at Trotsky for inspiration. He'd been traveling the world when he heard about the revolution back home in Russia, the most backward of countries in the opinion of the Europe at the time, and crashed home to get into, to become part of the revolution that Lenin led. But then Trotsky had the bad luck of crossing with Stalin, and Stalin left him out of everything in the Politburo. Stalin took control. Eventually they banished Trotsky, threw him out of the party, threw him out of Moscow, threw him out of Russia. He traveled the world aware that he was being persecuted by Stalin's agents, so much so that he understood they wanted to kill him. Eventually they did, and that's this story, the stalking and murder of Leon Trotsky in Mexico City in 1940, summer of 1940. There's more to my book list. I'll do it again soon. The show tonight is a discontinuation of the intransigence of the Iranians and the standoff in the Straits of Hormuz, and now spreading into the standoff in the Red Sea and Bab el-Mandeb. More trouble. More trouble worldwide, more deadlines, more meetings. There's talk of another meeting between the principals in Islamabad. But the intransigence turns on the one. Iran will not open the Straits of Hormuz, which are now blockaded by the U.S. Navy as well, until they get guarantees about no more attacking. Two, the U.S. demands that Iran give up the centrifuges and fissile material that it possesses, and Iran says it's their sovereign right to enrich uranium for their reactor, and they won't give it up. And three, they must stop support of the terror groups like Hezbollah in the region making war on their neighbors. And Iran says that's our business, not yours, and they're part of the defense of our country from attackers such as you and Israel. You can see very far apart. Which is why I enjoyed the Vermeer book so much. It's a resolution of a terrible time in the 17th century in the lowlands, but resolved with love and with religion, a tolerant religion that comes to be an inspiration to liberal thought here in the 21st century. Live and let live. Vermeer. Andrew Graham Dixon is the author. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be speaking about Vermeer in coming weeks after I talk to the author. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.